Hello, Queens. This is a random podcast episode. And actually, if you're watching this on YouTube, of course, it's a YouTube episode as well. Very random, very off the bat. And the lighting isn't great. I haven't got my ring light on. Whatever. Doesn't matter about the quality. It matters about the quality of the content, right? And so I'm here to share two things. The first thing is I have something very exciting that I have now launched that I want to tell you all about. And that is the Body Love Binge that was starting in December. Now, originally, I was starting this in January, but I've had three women apply so far and they want to get started as soon as possible. And I do as well. So we're actually starting in December. So let me tell you a bit about what it is. I'm actually going to be reading from my website because I honestly love the text that I wrote to describe it to you. So I'm going to be talking specifically about binge eating. So this Body Love Binge, the December Body Love Binge, is for those that are struggling with binge eating, emotional eating, eating in secret, feeling like they have an obsession with food in their bodies, that type of thing. I'm sure you can relate. And so my question to start off this description of what I'm launching or what I have launched is, if trying to stop binge eating worked, wouldn't you have stopped in binge eating by now? And trust me, I tried absolutely everything in an attempt to stop binge eating. And it turns out that willpower isn't the answer. Who'd have thought? Every January the 1st, since my anorexia morphed into binge eating and bulimia, I'd promise myself that this year or that year, whichever year it was, would be the year that I lost the weight again and then kept it off for good. I would say things like, if I just put the work in, use all my willpower, lose weight, and then do the hard work only once, and I can just keep it off and maintain it for good. My first milestone would be pancake day, where I would allow myself to have a planned cheat day. What actually happened was I would end up binging before January was even over. I would intermittently binge and purge until Lent began. So I'm not religious, but I used to use Lent as an attempt to restrict. So I would plan to start again properly until Lent began and give up chocolate for 60 days. Obviously, that didn't work either. So a summer body would be my next goal. And honestly, on and on, this cycle would go year after year. And the more weight I would lose and gain back again, plus extra, the more shitty I felt. I felt utterly hopeless, not helpful. I felt utterly hopeless, disgusted with myself and my body. And if you can relate, I invite you to embark on a life-changing journey with me and other women who share your experiences. Together, we'll work on creating a lasting freedom around food and in your body, because you deserve a nourishing, pleasurable relationship with food and yourself. And it is within reach. Trust me. As close as this plant is to me, which is practically like on my shoulder, I swear it like moves as the day goes on. It is within reach for you. Don't find yourself in the same position a year from now. If you don't make any changes, then nothing will change, right? Join me on this journey to food freedom and to body love. And so what's included in the December Body Love Binge is 4 weeks of group coaching and mentoring from me, obviously, starting from December the 1st. And there is a significant amount of progress that we can make in this time scale. Weekly group coaching call. So every week we'll gather for a 60-minute Zoom video coaching session. And with the group, I mean, I have only three women currently signed up. I'm capping this at 10. So you're going to be very supported. And I employ a hot seat coaching approach within the group setting. So if you want to be coached, you can volunteer a day before the call. Hot seats will be allocated randomly. And also, if you haven't had a hot seat before, then you'll be prioritized. And like I said, it's such a small group. You will all have chance at the minute to get coached every single session. and each call will be recorded and then categorized in the private support group for future reference. And the times of the calls will be made to accommodate all time zones. That's my promise to you. We also have a private intimate support group. So I'm limiting this opportunity to just 10 women to ensure an intimate and private space for those sharing the same journey as you. And I'll be in there regularly to support you and to celebrate you in between the sessions. And this group is housed on a separate platform, intentionally away from social media. You also get the Body Love Bite program for lifetime access. And the Body Love Bite offers a lasting taste, pun intended, of food freedom and body love. And this program alone can sustainably, substantially enhance your relationship with food and your body. And when combined with my coaching and the intimate support group, you will never feel the need to diet in January again or anytime, seriously. And number five is extra resources from me throughout. One thing you'll learn about me is that I always go the extra mile. So expect to receive additional resources, valuable insights from me during our time together. I already have had some ideas today to make this even more valuable. I'm not going to share it with you because I want it to be a surprise. And the investment for all of this is 297 euros. That's it. This is a one-time offer. And I say that with honesty because this is the first time I've done this. And if I do it again in a different month, it will never be this investment again because this is the first time I'm doing it. I'm very excited about it. I want to call my 10 women in. And I also offer a money-back guarantee with all of my programs, including one-to-one coaching, by the way. So if you don't experience positive changes during our time together, you will get your money back. So it's a no-brainer, right? So what to expect after working with me? You'll no longer be a slave to the scales, counting calories, points, sins, or macros. You will break out of your restrictive patterns. You'll no longer be consumed by food thoughts 24/7. You'll be eating what you want when you want, and you'll be nourishing yourself because you'll want to. Bye-bye crazy binges. You'll be confident in lovingly trusting your own body and intuition to guide you on what and how much to eat. Food will be a fun, delicious part of your life, not your whole life. You'll be on your way to your healthy set point weight. This is a natural weight for you when you're no longer restricting or binge eating and you're nourishing yourself through food, movement, mindset, and lifestyle changes. You'll be doing all of the things you've been putting on hold until you've lost the weight or until you feel good enough. There's so much. I'm not going to read this whole website because there's so much that can happen with working with me. And again, in 4 weeks, we can the things I've shared with you so far, we can either achieve them or be well on your way to achieving them and to living in freedom. So if you're serious about, it doesn't have to be January because we're starting in December. If you're serious about healing your relationship with food and yourself, as I said, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to work with me really closely in an intimate setting for 297 euros or your money back if you don't see positive changes. So that's the main thing I wanted to share with this random episode today. I will pop the link below so you can apply because it is an application-based process. And the reason it is an application and not just a here you go sign up is number one, I'm capping it at 10 women. So obviously I'm only taking on a maximum of 10 women in this container. And also it's incredibly important to me that I can ensure significant progress for you during our time together. So I need to listen to your story. There's quite a few questions on the application form that I would like you to take time to go through. And then if I can see what you've written is in alignment with what I can help you with, then I'll be in touch and let you know. And then we can get started. You will be given access to the Body Love Bite program 2 weeks before we start in December. So you'll be given the Body Love Bite program in November to start learning and start the teachings so we can get the most out of the coaching when we go in December. So it's a first come, first serve basis. There's already three women that have joined. And again, I'm capping it at 10 women. So if you are one of the 10 women, then let's go. If not now, when? All right, that's the first thing I wanted to speak about. The second thing I wanted to do was to add in some extra value here. One of my clients, Queen Tammy, hi Tammy, I know you'll be listening to this. She said to me, can I give her some tangible things to say back to the eating disorder? So of course, some of you may be able to identify the eating disorder as separate from yourself. Some of you may think the eating disorder is you. It doesn't matter. What I'm going to share is going to be beneficial either way. Here's the thing. You do not have an eating disorder. Your brain has an eating disorder. You do not have one. Okay. And so self-talk is everything in personal development, as well as trauma work and emotional work and all of that. Self-talk is so key, because your self-talk is your vocabulary for your brain. Meaning the way you talk to yourself is the way you're training your brain to talk to you automatically. So, you know, when people say you can control your thoughts, that's bullshit. You can't control your thoughts, because your thoughts come to you automatically from synapses in your brain. Your brain is wired to offer you thoughts when a certain situation or experience happens. Now, if you're rewiring your brain and you do that through self-talk, and through trauma release, and also including self-talk, then you're changing the way your brain gives you the automatic thoughts. So you're giving your brain a different vocabulary by talking to yourself in a logical, kind, compassionate, and understanding way. And so I'm going to read 10 things that Tammy sent to me, 10 things that the eating disorder in her brain says to her on a daily basis. And I've come back with a counter, not argument, because we're not arguing with the eating disorder. You'll see why when I start reading in a moment. She's basically sent me 10 things her eating disorder says to her. I said what she can say back in return to the eating disorder. So I'm going to read out everything that she's written and what I would say back. And I hope this is beneficial for you. If it is, let me know. And if you want me to do more of this type of stuff, then I absolutely will. Okay, so number one, eating disorder. You like what you're eating already. No need to change, especially eating higher calorie foods. You, the recovered version of you who wants to recover. If I don't change anything, then nothing will change. So I'll be stuck with the eating disorder for the rest of my life. Do I want that? I'm only afraid of higher calorie foods because I'm currently afraid of weight gain, which is a symptom of the eating disorder. To rewire my fear of weight gain, I have to face the fear and act as if I'm not afraid of weight gain. So yes, I might like what I'm eating already, but I'm purposely going to choose higher calorie foods in order to recover and to go against the fear. Number two, eating disorder. Are you crazy? Forget about it, even before she wants to start anything. You or Tammy. Yeah, you would love that, wouldn't you? To just forget about it and for me to follow your rules. You'll even make me happier and calmer in the moment if I do what you say. But you're actually killing me. If you don't succeed to kill me physically, I'll be emotionally dead living in this hellhole of an eating disorder. The fun thing is, I am crazy if I follow your rules, because you're dictating my life and keeping me in fear. The sensible thing to do is the opposite of what you're telling me. Number three, ED. Too many calories, just put it down. And this happens to her when she's at the supermarket, the moment she picks up a protein bar that has higher calories. It also applies to any foods that are not approved by the eating disorder. So again, the eating disorder says, too many calories, just put it down. Your response. If I didn't have an eating disorder, calories wouldn't matter. Our bodies each have a unique set point weight that they will fight to get back to and stay at if we eat unrestrictedly. And in order to have a life without an eating disorder, I need to act like I don't have an eating disorder, because I cannot recover from an eating disorder whilst acting like a person with an eating disorder. And so I need to act like calories don't matter. I need to keep repeating this until I'm not acting anymore. They won't actually matter, especially because I'm doing inner child work and body image healing work with Victoria to heal the trauma around the weight gain. Number four, ED. You are gaining weight. Watch out. your response. What am I actually afraid of if I gained weight? What will happen? What if I gained weight and that could be the best thing that had ever happened to me? Because what if I gained weight and I gained food freedom? I gained weight and I gained peace. I gained weight and I gained more confidence in myself. I gained weight and I got my fucking life back. So what if I gained weight and I was committed to my body image and self-love work and I actually lived a better, freer, and more peaceful life in a bigger body? I'll never know, will I, unless I choose recovery, rewire my fear of weight gain, and act as if I'm not afraid of weight gain. Number 5, ED. What the hell were you thinking? How could you be so incompetent? Your response. I'm doing my best and that's enough. If I could do more or different, then I would. Hindsight is a fine thing, but we don't actually have that in the moment, do we? I'm human and I'm imperfect. Messy and magnificent. Number 6, ED. You should know better. That's it. Tammy, you have a very dictative eating disorder voice. Your response. Well, I don't, and that's okay. I'm learning as I go. I'm human. I'm not a machine and I'm not God. Okay? Number 7, eating disorder. Too much fat, sugar, carbs. Put it down. Your response. Again, this only makes sense to put it down if I want to stay in the eating disorder. Too much fats, too many fats, sugars, and carbs compared to what? Who decides that it's too much? The very fact that you've said it's too much is the exact reason why I'm going to eat it. Because food is not a threat. Food is nourishment and food is pleasure. Number 8, ED. Just go and get what you've always gotten and get out of here and go home. The ED says that to her when she's in the shop entrance. And then the eating disorder also says you have a lot to do at home. Response. If nothing changes, nothing changes. What am I committed to? The eating disorder or freedom and self-love? I teach myself through my behaviors. So what do I want to teach myself? Recovery or freedom? Number 9, ED. You have a lot of those bars and snacks and meals at home right now. Finish those low calorie ones, then you can get new stuff. That would just be a waste. Response. What is a waste is one more second following your rules. You're just attempting to delay my recovery. I can eat these bars in the future. I can give them away. Who cares? You know what's more important is recovering from this hellhole of an eating disorder, not wasting bars. Number 10, eating disorder. When are you going to eat those? How can they fit into what you're eating now? What about the ones we still have? No, not today, not getting anything today, or you could get a few more of the ones you just always have. Response. I'm going to eat these today and I'm going to eat these tomorrow and then the next day and then the next day. And you know why? Because I'm committed to recovery, not the eating disorder. And recovery includes doing the opposite of what the eating disorder rules are and running into my fear with love and compassion and courage until I teach my brain that there's nothing to be scared of. So those were 10 examples of what I would say back to my old eating disorder brain, or Tammy's in this case, her eating disorder brain. And then that's what recovery looks like day to day, including, because it's not just mindset stuff, right? It's including self-love, body image, trauma healing, inner child work. It's both and you need both of them to get to the roots of it all as you take the action and use those mindset shifts that I've shared with you. So let me know if this helps. Again, if you want to join us in the December Body Love Binge, we start in a couple of weeks because you'll be given the modules to start working through. 297, I think I've said that already. Money back if you don't think it's going to work for you or you don't think it's worked for you. And I can't wait to meet you. So hope you enjoy this random episode, sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next one. Mwah.